This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. After a legal battle spanning a quarter of a century, prominent Native American rights advocate Suzanne Harjo weighs in on finally seeing the Washington NFL team retire its name and logo. Christine Trudeau reports.
In the 88 years, the Washington NFL team has passed its name from owner to owner, so too has resistance to the long-held slur from generation to generation of Native advocates. For Suzanne Harjo, it started in 1962, when activist Clyde Warrior visited her high school class to speak against the University of Oklahoma's mascot, Little Red.
And the worst one is the one in the nation's capital. And he taught us how to articulate that issue, how to make an argument, how to debate it.
An invaluable lesson Harjo carried with her, as other sports mascots have changed, starting in 1970 with Little Red. Throughout continued actions leading up to the 25-year legal battle to change the Washington NFL team name, each generation and advocates like Amanda Blackhorse and many others have each been crucial to changing the name. But Harjo reminds, make no mistake, owner Daniel Snyder's decision came down to money, with FedEx CEO Fred Smith threatening to cash in his shares if the name didn't change.
That was the ball game, and he knew that he had no more time.
From here, says Harjo, it's only a matter of time for other sports leagues' team names to follow suit.
We already won this. As a societal change, we have changed over two-thirds. We've changed over 2,000 of these offensive slurs and cultural appropriations, and now we have a little less than 900 left to go.
In 2014, Harjo was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I'm Christine Trudeau.
This story is a collaboration with National Native News and the Solutions Journalism Network. Two Native artists from Wisconsin are among this year's National Heritage Fellows presented by the National Endowment for the Arts. Karen Ann Hoffman recognized for beadwork and Wayne Valier Sr. builds canoes. Ben Meyer has more.
Wayne Valier Sr. is one of just a handful of master birchbark canoe builders remaining in the Midwest. He's now one of the 9 National Heritage Fellows for 2020, an award which honors folk and traditional arts.
The art forms that I'm known for, they don't belong to me. The knowledge belongs to my people. So that's one of the reasons why I won the award, I guess, is because I've been sharing this canoe culture and communities throughout the Midwest.
Since 1982, Heritage Fellowships have been won by icons like bluesman B.B. King, says Cliff Murphy of the National Endowment for the Arts.
It is intended as the highest honor in the folk and traditional arts bestowed by the United States government.
Murphy points out Valier seeks to teach canoe building while teaching traditional language, skills, and ways of life.
He brings young people into the process to learn how to make canoes. In the process, they're learning about all of these things that are so important to the life ways and identity and sacred practices of this community.
Valier says he's working on another canoe now with an apprentice who will soon become a master canoe builder himself.
If my life work, if I can teach one person to carry this craft forward, then I know that that it'll live for at least one more generation.
For National Native News, I'm Ben Meyer in northern Wisconsin.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.